Hello, welcome to the English programme. We're looking at the development and a basic overview of the English legal system and British justice as a whole. And we're using materials taken straight from the Open University's Open Learn programme, so you can rest assured that the materials we're using are of the highest quality possible. Now, we're looking at this phenomenon, if you like, of the English legal system, where it's basically, you know, there is no British constitution written down anywhere. Everything that happens is based on common law and judge-made law and the interpretation by judges of what the parliamentarians, the lawmakers, had intended. And we're looking at the idea yesterday of trying to interpret vicinity. Of, on, at, and sort of the differences between what's written down by the lawmakers and what they actually intended, because obviously sometimes laws, you know, quickly, hastily written laws can be bad laws, and then you have the courts and the judges trying to sort of interpret exactly what was meant by the Parliament, because you can't just go back to Parliament. Excuse me, sir, can you rewrite these laws? Can't happen. You have to rely on the judges. Obviously, you know, that's the whole point of loopholes, is that you can't possibly, although we have highly experienced people who draft laws, you can't expect every possible eventuality and situation to be covered by a law. And very often, that's where the loophole comes from. And in the future, the loophole has to be plugged by the government or by a sort of introduction of additional laws. But it's not easy. It's, you know, quite time-consuming and everything. And very often, in the sort of interim, you have the judges trying to interpret what Parliament meant. Don't always get it right, of course. Now, we're looking now, I mentioned this yesterday, at an example of the law of negligence, and we're using the family here, Catherine. The title of this episode is Catherine's Surprise. Well, Catherine is taken to a local cafe for a drink by a friend. The friend buys two bottles of lemonade. Catherine pours her lemonade into a glass and drinks some of it before noticing, poor thing, that there are the remains of a decomposed snail in her glass. I'm having problems just thinking about this one. Snails, oh my goodness. She suffers shock, I'm not surprised, and is very ill. She decides to sue the manufacturer of the lemonade for negligence, as they have sold a product to a consumer not suitable for consumption. So that's the case there. That's poor Catherine's surprise. So the question, what type of law do you think negligence is? And do you think that Catherine will succeed in suing the lemonade manufacturer? So have a think about that, and what I'll do, I'll give you the answer in just a second. If you're following this on the audio boo, it's going to go off after 5 minutes, okay? You've been warned. You get 5 minutes, and then it cuts off. So if you want to, I'm doing this as a live broadcast. So you have to go to our live stream page, or our History of Britain podcast, to sort of catch the rest of it, if you're an audio boo listener. Okay? I can't help. It's 5 minutes and then it stops. Took me a while before I realized. I used to upload sort of 10-minute, 50-minute programs thinking, oh, that's okay. It hasn't gone over the time. Not realizing that it just cuts it arbitrarily after 5 minutes. So, but because I'm sort of in, want to make progress on this now. Don't want to wait until tomorrow to carry on. I want to give the answer now. Okay? So, basically, audioboo.fm/English Radio is our audio boo page. But you can go to livestream.com/English Radio. You can go to our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com. There are all links there for our different podcasts and things. And this is available on our History of Britain podcast, historyofbritain.mevio.com. This is the English program.